This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
How many of you remember a TV show that used to be on every Saturday, I think for 15 or 20 years on ABC, called ABC Wide World of Sports? Remember that with Jim McKay? I watched it regularly just to see the opening of the program. Didn't necessarily watch the program, but I always watched the opening. It's where the announcer would talk about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And when the announcer said the agony of defeat, it showed a skier, Olympic skier, coming down a ski jump. And he just tumbles head over heels, hitting a supporting structure. And you just think this must be awful. He survived with just a concussion. But here's what people don't know about that incident. He didn't fall because of his inexperience or lack of skill. He fell because as he was coming down the ski run, he realized that the surface was too slick and he was going too fast. And so, as I understand it, he was doing some things with his skis to slow himself down, going down that jump. But in the process of slowing himself down, he fell and tumbled off into the side railings of that structure. And here's the thought occurred to me. In order to stop himself from going a distance that would have been fatal, if he would have continued at that speed, he would have landed in an area that was too dangerous to land in. It was beyond the safety zone is what they call it, I think. So he had to make a decision. I've got to slow down and I've got to stop. I think you know where I'm going with this. There's somebody here listening to me today in all three services. There's something going on in your life and there's a trajectory going on in your life. You're going in a direction that the most spiritual thing anyone could tell you to do would be this. Stop. Stop it right now, not tomorrow, not next week, but there's something that needs to stop. There's something that needs to change. It could be an attitude of your spirit. It could be an attitude towards somebody in your family, an attitude toward one of the people you work with. I don't know what it is. It's none of my business what it is. But it's better to change course than to have something worse happen later on. Emotionally, something worse morally, something worse spiritually in your life. I think you know where I'm going with this, that there are times when the most spiritual thing a man or woman can do is stop what I'm doing and change course and go in another direction. It's called conversion. It's called coming to Christ. It's called coming to your senses. It's called waking up and discovering what really matters in life and the spiritual reality that there is in life. This is a verse that I call a life changer. I don't necessarily think that every verse is that crucial, even though I believe it's an inspired word of God, and please don't misunderstand that comment. But there are verses that I share from time to time that I call life changers. Today was one of them. Meaning that if all you heard today was me read verse 23 out of chapter 10, it could be a life-changing experience. I know, Lord, experientially, I know that a man's life is not his own. And it's not for him to direct his steps. For you to hear that, not only intellectually and audibly in your mind, but to hear it on the inside where you really live, can make all the difference. All the difference in somebody's future. Decide to believe, verse 23, that I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart, as Proverbs says. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. I'm not going to look at myself as the final authority on anything. But recognize that God is the final authority on everything.
Well, I often use the phrase defining moment. I'd like to think that this message could be a defining moment in someone's life today, that your life will never be the same because of your recognition of Jeremiah 10:23 in your life. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.